Hi folks, I'm Mark Fallows and this is the Impossible Network podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes or your favourite podcast player. And please leave a rating and a review because it helps more people find us. If you want to find out more of what we get up to or suggest who we interview next, follow us on Instagram at The Impossible Network or visit theimpossiblenetwork.com. Okay, let's get started. Hi, welcome to the Impossible Network Reflection Series. I'm going to start these reflections on serendipity. It's the underlying theme of this series, a word that's often used, but as a concept, somewhat misunderstood. So let's start with its origins. The origins of words always make for fascinating reading, but serendipity has a particularly interesting origin story. The word serendipity was invented on 28th of January 1754 in a letter from Horace Walpole to another Horace, Horace Mann. When Walpole, the son of Britain's first de facto prime minister, Robert Walpole, wrote down the word serendipity for the first time, he was giving the English language one of its most adored but bewildering words. Walpole was a prolific creator or popularizer of new words. The Oxford English Dictionary credits him with introducing over 200 words to the English language, among them malaria, nuance, somber, and souvenir. But Walpole's most recognized neologism was serendipity, often cited as meaning the faculty of making happy or unexpected discoveries by accident. The word serendipity itself is derived from serendip, the old name for Sri Lanka, but the etymology of Walpole's creation of serendipity stems from a specific work of literature, a Persian fairy tale called The Three Princes of Serendip, and as the princes travelled, they were always making discoveries by accident or sagacity, of things they were not in quest of. In fact, it's one of the earliest detective stories in existence, the story of how three princes tracked down a missing camel through luck and good fortune. However, the princes actually utilise curiosity and forensic deduction on a Sherlockian level, and it's that curiosity and deduction that ironically gets them into trouble. As the story goes, they were travelling through the desert when they met a merchant whose camel had gone missing. They helped the merchant by tracking the animal's progress through the land. However, the descriptions and deductions they made about the lost animal were in such striking detail that the merchant suspected them of having stolen it, and had them stand trial before the king, Baram Gur, where the merchant publicly accuses the princes of theft, and the king sentences them to death unless they can produce the camel and return it to its owner. Among the princes' deductions that set off the suspicion was that they correctly managed to identify that it was lame in one leg, blind in one eye, and had a missing tooth. They deduced these distinguishing features from the patches of grass on which the camel had grazed and the imprints it had left on the ground. So what happened to the princes in the end? Well, good fortune intervened, and their lives were spared when the traveller shows up and announces that he has seen the camel wandering in the desert. The merchant's missing camel. The merchant gets his camel back, the king issues a reprieve to the princes, and even appoints them his special advisers in recognition of their talents. In conclusion, their lives were spared by what Walpole coined as serendipity, and they even owed their subsequent advisory careers to the king, as a serendipitous occurrence in itself. So why do we ask all our guests about serendipity? One, we are interested in their interpretation of it and examples thereof, whether it's more than happy accidents and whether serendipity can be engineered. To explore what impact does upbringing have on a guest's willingness to embrace risk, welcome ambiguity, confront fear and take the road less travelled, because it's on that road less travelled where serendipity is more likely to occur. Where did their curiosity come from? Was it innate, nurtured, or both? How has that curiosity fueled their life journey? And how do they continue to feed it? As the Three Princes tale demonstrates, there is always something unexpected at the core of serendipity, an unanticipated occurrence, a moment, or an encounter that planning cannot predict that results in a positive outcome. This is contrary to our natural rationality, our preoccupation with the past, and focus on the future. Maybe it's being present and aware and being mindful of the moment and cultivating curiosity that creates the opportunity for serendipity. When we reflect on the serendipity that impacted the lives and achievements of our guests, what do we see? We witnessed a commitment to hard work, a willingness to delve deeper, to look further to solve problems, the determination to ask why and why not, to see things for more than they may seem. We observe patience, persistent self-belief and the resolve to prove oneself in the face of adversity, and to turn that to an advantage. We heard stories of courage, resistance to conformity, bias and bigotry. They all shared the ability to self-reflect, to question and define their purpose, a compassion to care for others, the deep desire, determination and discipline to change circumstances and the intentionality to create that change when needed. Finally, all our guests demonstrated the characteristics of empathy, resilience, and grit, and an overriding belief that whatever someone describes as impossible, someone somewhere will have the willpower, desire, drive, belief, and action-taking attitude that will at some point make it possible. That's all for now, folks. Next week, I'll reflect on what we discussed regards mental wellness, social media, technology, and the challenges our children face in an uncertain, ambiguous future. See you next time. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.